time of love's arrival. So we want to remember, a lot of us are still trying to figure out how to make things possible, smooth, rearrange in our life. But we want to remember that we no longer want to touch down. In other words, we want to remember we are seers. So yesterday is in the past. And when they say yesterday is in the past, they really mean our consciousness of yesterday. In other words, living from the ego, living from the individual special self, where we all want to be special, we all want to be singled out, we all want to be different, rather than we all want to be the embodiment of love. So we're raising the bar substantially. When they said substantially, they literally moved my hand. I mean, you wouldn't see it in the physical, but it's almost like I put myself here and they literally picked me up and rearranged me nicely. So there's no me separate from all of us. So what we're doing is we're increasing our relevance, we're increasing our sunshine, we're increasing our holy glance. So that what that means is we're functioning out of a new location, we're functioning out of a new alignment, we're functioning out of a new heaven's proxy. So in other words, again, when they lifted me up, it's lifting us to the stars. So we're aligning with our holy awareness, we're aligning with our vibration of love. So we want to remember that everything is frequency. We're not trying to manifest, we're not trying to live our life from the old approach. We're releasing it, we're washing away, we are purifying, so that we can have that energy exchange. And that energy exchange is the allotment of that light, of that love, of that serene essence that is soon to be seen. So soon to be seen is soon to be carried, soon to be acquired, soon to be wholly established. And so when we're establishing this, we're creating a new life. It's so important that we understand this. We're not trying to continue the old linear life that you have been assuming, that you have been focused on. The more that we can remember that we are love, we are an extension of God, we are our I Am presence, we are our higher self, that we're soon to be lifted to our new station. So allow for the gift of possibility. So we want to remember there's gifting to be had. Isn't that the good news? With all of this shifting and the intense energy, like all this work, like, you know, you got to work overtime. There's also gifting. There's also grace. So we want to come upon this generously. Generously is, I'm ready. Here I am. I have dropped my load. This is the essential part. The load is your anger, your resentments, your bitterness, your holding on to the past, your waiting for someone to stop talking so you can make your point. It's like, I gotta be right, I gotta be, what would be the word? I gotta be well justified. In other words, we're still trying to show that we're right. And so the reason we want to be right so very badly is because inside we don't feel like we are. So that's the unconscious guilt that everybody's projecting onto everything 24/7, unless you're in your enlightened status. So we understand then why nothing really works in 3D reality. This is the point. We're not getting anywhere staying in the lower consciousness. And that's groovy, that's fine. Because we're well justified, meaning we're already strengthening, we're already proceeding, we're already graduating. So allow yourself to graduate first. So we're not waiting to see what news has to say, to see what our boss, our husband, or whatever. We're not waiting for any of that. We're rising to our own assimilation. We're rising to our own graduated claim. We're rising to our own prosperity. We're rising to our own vibration, sincere, because we want to remember everything that we manifest, finances, health, relationships, whatever it is. We're going to sink it. We're going to align with it. We're going to manifest it through the vibration of love, not the vibration of fear. So we're going to notice when we're still holding on to that old energy, that old fear manifestation. We're just going to be knocking into the walls. So in other words, we'll manifest out of that. It's just a little friendly reminder. They don't want us to skip a beat. It's sort of like, oh, that's right, I have a new formula, I have a new approach, because I'm the seer. So the second you can remember that, we move into our higher placement, we move into our higher scenery, we move into our higher exposure, we move into our higher establishment. So allow yourself to be lifted strongly. Lifted strongly is, I'm there, I am that I am. I am fully engaged, fully present, ready to be the first to go. Again, not from an ego, like, ooh, look at me, I'm first, but from a readiness, from an entitlement, from I think I can do this. I'm tapping in to my greater claim, I'm tapping into my greater establishment, and with a little bit of grace, with a little bit of assistance, I think I can tunnel my way through. So we want to feel that. We want to feel admired. We want to feel loved. We want to feel supported. We want to feel graduated still. So that graduated is coming in ever increasing unfoldment. So just imagine you have like waves or something, and those waves are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So it's sort of like giving us strength, giving us leverage, giving us our clear vicinity, giving us our right of establishment. So allow yourselves to enjoy that highest moment now. So that highest moment now is really aligning with the stars, really aligning with our light, really aligning with our heavenly chamber. We don't have to figure anything else out beyond that. What we're doing is we're saying yes to our applause, we're saying yes to our promotion, we're saying yes to our graduated status. So we want to feel that graduated status with certainty. With certainty is, it doesn't matter what my boss says, my mother says, my husband says, the government says, it doesn't matter because I have already graduated nicely. This is, how would I say this? This is the draw to really realize we're taking our power back, we're assimilating with our light. So we're becoming clear of the darkness. In other words, we cannot control people, places, and things. If someone wants to function out of their shadow, well, then they're entitled. So we want to understand that because we don't want to get triggered. We don't want to get lost in terms of our own advocacy, in terms of our own establishment, in terms of our own light, because another is still conferring with yesterday. It's sort of like, well, they'll get there eventually, but I don't have to lose my place or stamina. So this is it. We're not expecting everyone to arrive early, but we are expecting some to. And so they're asking us to get ready to dance. So to get ready to dance is to get ready for the increase, to get ready for the sunshine, to get ready for the happiness. So happiness is a vibration. Joy is a vibration. Love is a vibration. It's not dependent on circumstances. We've all been functioning out of duality, good, bad, right, wrong. I'm happy till I'm not. I'm good until I've lost or whatever. So that's the merry-go-round, and that's duality. And duality is going to continue to offer its punch, meaning it's going to continue to function the way it is. However, we are now seeking the light. So just imagine we're birds. So anything where you have this higher alignment, where you're aligning with the stars, you're aligning with your holy presence, it quite frankly doesn't matter what anyone else is doing because you already see. In other words, you're functioning out of a consciousness that can bring forth every manifestation needed. So you may not be able to change the government overnight, but whatever you need for your own clutch, meaning your own bank account, your own whatever it is, can come to you gloriously. So this is what we're deciding upon. We're not trying to change people, places, and things. We're focusing on our own establishment. We're focusing on our own heaven on earth. In essence, we are everybody. So we've been talking as if we are somehow separate from another. In truth, we're looking upon ourselves when we look upon another. So here's the thing, when we look upon another with judgment, we're still holding on to judgment. We're still holding on to 3D. We're still holding on to yesterday. When we offer another a hall pass, meaning that I offer you forgiveness, I offer you sunshine, I offer you compassion. Now, the reason we do that is because we were there not very long ago, may have been last night. So we get that. We understand what it means to be to follow the ego. So the more that we can have compassion at its very best, we're cleansing our reservoir. In other words, we want to really imagine success, meaning your own energy field, your own auric field, and how's it doing? Are you handing out traffic citations all day long? So just think of that. So every time we judge, we're basically handing out a traffic citation. And so when we're doing that, we're charging ourselves. We're holding ourselves back. We're agreeing with yesterday. We're agreeing with 3D reality. And we already stated that 3D reality cannot be helped. It cannot be healed. The consciousness forbids it. So when we continue to engage in it, we understand that we're creating our own demise. So allow yourselves to shift hands. So shift hands is, let me throw out this citation book. That certainly isn't helping me anymore. And let me rise. So when we rise, we're going to find that we're already counted, that we're already supplied for, that we're already distributed, meaning it's all set and available for us now, as we will proceed, as we will delight, as we will establish. So you understand it's a gift of consciousness. It's a gift of focus. What are you focusing on? What are you attending? Are you attending on the stars? Are you attending to yesterday? So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to dream big, allow yourselves to interface with your light. So interfacing with the light is, because we're clean now, because we've cleaned our field entirely, it's all open and available. So when we open up to our light, now we have all the room, we have all the advantage to receive that light gloriously. So out of the dream of the stars, out of the dream of the new birth, we open up to our Christ creation. So this is going to be one with our I Am presence, one with our higher self. And so because we're no longer looking down, we're no longer involved with the past, we stay on board, we stay engaged, we stay to enjoy. So allow yourselves to reassemble, allow yourselves to go all the way. To go all the way is, I don't look over my shoulder to see what that particular politician, what that particular relative, what that particular ex-spouse is up to. Because chances are they're going to be up to the same until they're not. So I'm not going to stay and get really invested in that movie, because I have another way to smile. I have another way to increase. I have another way to bring forth the higher atmosphere, the higher arrival, the higher inclination. So we're allowing ourselves to join with our higher self, to join with our I Am presence, and to fully merge. So obviously that fully merge is going to be again and again and again. But understanding how fruitful, how motivated we are now, that it's all set up for our glorious exploration, then it's the only thing in town. It's the only thing that is worth our attention, our time, our focus. We want to remember, we only have so much daily chi, prana. How are we using it? How are we placing our bets with it? So afford yourself your grand finale, your new holy vision, your new reality, your oneness with source. You may want to take a deep breath. Oneness with source. Oneness with source at all times and all ways and all graduating inferences. So it's sort of like understanding on deeper and deeper and deeper levels. Receive light in new ways, in new establishments. So this is when we're no longer like following the old ball and chain is what they're saying. But when we have availability for a new approach, this is the whole point. We're shown what we couldn't conceive of before. Remember, everything is here But until we hold that consciousness, we won't see it. We won't see it as a possibility. So now we understand why this is really all up to us to open up to our highest advantage. We have to hold the consciousness in order to see what's around us. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're insinuating. That's what we're establishing. So receive that light in new ways. New ways is seeing situations from new perspectives. So lighter, brighter, higher, more peaceful. Love in your vicinity always. Love is always going to have an answer. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.